Maryland's News Now on the only station that matters, WBAL.com.
2:21 on Maryland's News Now. I'm John Patti. We've been following the start of the Bradley Manning trial for you today here on WBAL. In fact, at the top of the hour on CBS News, we heard correspondent Dan Revive following what's been going on so far. Correspondent Revive joins us now for a little bit more insight. Dan, thanks for being with us. This has been going on 3 years already, and we're just now getting to the trial phase of it. Can you explain why it's been going on so long?
Yeah, I think so, John, mainly because it's about secrets. It means that even the Army prosecutors weren't sure how much they were willing to bring to court. There's always that problem. You charge that somebody caused damage by leaking some classified information. So in open court, are you willing to actually tell what the classified information was? We're expecting now that about one-third of the trial may be behind closed doors with no reporters there at all because of the nature of the information. And by the way, the trial over at Fort Meade is likely to take 12 weeks. So for 3 months, Manning's fate will be considered. He pleaded guilty in February to some lesser charges, and those would probably mean 20 years in prison. But the Army prosecutors were not satisfied, and they are trying to get life in prison as his punishment.
Any word why the Army prosecutors weren't satisfied? I'm sure we're talking about sensitivity here, but what were their reasons?
I'd say the main reason is what our main headline is about this, that it is the largest leak of official secrets in U.S. history. And that means if you're a prosecutor, maybe even if you're the Obama administration, this could well be in part a political decision to crack down on leakers. We've seen it in other ways from the Justice Department. In this case, it's the military prosecutors. The worst case ever, the most files ever put on the internet, well, they want to be really hard on Manning. That's what I'm seeing here. He's just 25 years old. His defense attorney, David Coombs, told the court martial today that Manning was young and naive. He was arrested while on duty in Iraq 3 years ago at age 22, and Manning has described himself as a misfit. Well, you know, the Army could have maybe gone easy on him. They have clearly decided not to.
Dan, part of his defense came out in February when he said he didn't believe the information would harm the U.S., and he actually wanted to start what he called a debate on the role of the military and foreign policy. What's with that?
John, you may know that most people in authority, certainly in the Defense Department and also in the CIA, feel that no individual who works for the U.S. government should be able to make that kind of decision, that he's got secrets and that they've got to get out for the good of the world, for the sake of justice. Their point is that a young Army private should not be able to decide what gets sent to WikiLeaks and out onto the internet. And the prosecutor made a point of saying in his opening statement today at the court martial at Fort Meade that these secrets got into the hands of terrorists, including Osama bin Laden himself.
So then that begs the question, just how much should these young Army privates be exposed to such sensitive information? Where's the line?
Oh, you have brought up a beautiful point, because his defenders, and there are people, you know, in the freedom of information community, if you will, who think that Bradley Manning is a hero, they would like this trial to be about government practices. Why are there so many classified secrets? In addition, you could wonder whether you're a right-winger or a left-winger. Why does someone so young have access to so many secrets? It turns out that when we are prosecuting a war, someone who has an Army intelligence function has access to amazing things, including diplomatic cables. That's how WikiLeaks got a lot of the State Department collection of secret cables, also allegedly from this Bradley Manning leak.
It'll be a watershed case and could be historical in nature.
Dan, for sure, John.
We appreciate your time today. I'm sure we'll be chatting with you about this as the summer goes on.
I hope so. Thanks.
Okay, take care. CBS News correspondent Dan Revive.